I know, Pat, and I'm really not.
All right, it's 6 o'clock. I'd like to call this meeting at Summit Hill School Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mrs. Leonard.
Here.
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Ward.
Here.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgen.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here. All present and accounted for. We have no public comments, as we have no public. Moving on to old business number 4, the approval of the Arbory Hills front drive repair work. Mrs. Raines, do you want to introduce this?
Yes, we went out for 3 quotes, received 2. They were both very close. The lowest quote was $48,000 from Cosgrove Construction. Basically, the work is the sidewalk area and curb area in the front drive of Arbory Hills School will be removed and replaced with new, along with the proper ADA inserts placed into the sidewalk. Leaving.
Yeah, Doug was here. He's probably leaving.
Yeah, that may be Doug. That's him.
Okay.
And basically, in order to not guarantee, but hopefully get the work completed before the start of the school year, we needed a special meeting to handle the topic for board approval.
All right. So this is page 7 of your board book. You had a summary. Does anybody have any questions?
This does include the asphalt, correct? Because I was reading the board book.
Yes.
There's asphalt
yes.
that was rolled over the curb,
yes.
and when they tear that
the project
out,
involves
and so on. So
saw cutting, removal, and replacement of the drive asphalt
yeah.
after the new curb and sidewalk are installed, yes.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. At this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve allowing Cosgrove Construction to complete the front drive repairs at Arbory Hills School in the amount of $48,000?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgen.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. At this time, can I have a motion that the board go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2(1) to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the district or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2(c)(10) for the purpose of discussion of the placement of individual students in special education programs and other matters relating to individual students, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2(c)(2) for the purpose of collective negotiation matters between the district and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions? Roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgen.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And we are in closed session.
The record.
All yes. right. We are back in open session with no further business. At this time, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.